Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Part of your community, part of your morning.
Star 102.5.
Well, tell me how much fun this event sounds down in Texas. The library there, this is their ad, hosts a safe space for high school students to celebrate anti-prom, so those not going to prom.
Okay.
The theme of the night is fairy tales, and there will be a DJ, snakes, and a photo booth. Cool.
Okay.
They got a very big response.
Snacks.
They meant snacks. They went with snakes. But they had the most participation, they said, on their social media feed from people going, are there really going to be snakes in a photo booth? That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's,
I mean,
when
that's
they
either going to draw people or scare people.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I go more for the snacks than the snakes.
Yes, of course. I imagine you reading this thinking, well, aren't they having any snacks?
Where's the food? Why don't they have food? That's odd. They have snakes before food.
Yeah, so they went back and they...
You're right. They messed up that brainstorm.
Mm-hmm. But I guess a lot of people were disappointed when they said, oh, we meant snacks. We're very sorry for the error. There will be no snakes. And now people are, well, I really wanted to check
right.
this out.
Boo, I want my money back.
Right. So the typo created headaches and also disappointment.
Yeah.
But now they should bring in some snakes. Like, we'll bring in two or three.
Might as well at that point.
You're right. Yeah. They should. Yep.
Live up to it.
So we are curious, what was the typo that really changed things?
Mm-hmm.
That really messed things up?
That we can talk about on air anyway.
Well, give it a shot. We may be able to bleep you.
Right.
280-1025.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to discourage a good call.
You're right.
Just
no.
for that.
Right.
No.
If nothing else, we can just hear the story.
That's true. And our next break will be telling you about how much we laughed off air.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Katie, what was it?
My friend had just had a baby and, you know, was sending pictures and such. So I texted her back and, set, you know, the normal congratulation messages and all that. And I said, let me know anytime you need anyone to come snuggle the baby. And it auto-corrected to smuggle. So glad I caught it before I sent it, which, you know, it was my friend anyway, so she would have got a laugh out of it. But anyway, yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah. That's definitely changes things,
yeah,
no doubt about
it.
Put my picture up and not let me in to see the baby, probably. So
right.
Anyway.
Yep. Thanks, Katie. You have a good
Thank
day.
You.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Dory, hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. And, all right, your typo?
Well, I was doing a newsletter. This was years ago, back when you typed out a newsletter.
Uh-huh.
And someone in our organization had passed away. And so I included that in the newsletter, and I simply put that so-and-so had passed away, and I mailed it out to hundreds of people. And at the next meeting, somebody says, I got your newsletter, and I said, great, how did it look? And he goes, well, it was good, except for the fact that you pasted him away instead of passed away.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah. It's a delicate issue.
And I'm like, this was way before spell check. So, you know, just one letter can really make a difference. And then I was working one day, and we got this big email, and you were supposed to pick your shirt color.
No.
The R was missing.
Well, they tell you to do that to evaluate your health,
right? You're supposed to pay attention to your color. Yes.
It's easy. You can order one color in bulk.
True story, because, you know, you don't type or spell check isn't going to catch that typo because it's not a typo.
Yeah.
You just, you know, use the word. I never laughed so hard in my life.
Sure. Hey, thank you, Dory. Have a good day. Take care.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Topical, like an ointment.
Star 102.5.